Item number 7 on our agenda is the alternative dispute resolution, use of remaining funds fiscal year 2010-11, Judicial Administration Efficiency and Modernization Fund allocation for ADR projects. This is an action item.
Good Chief, morning, Chief Justice.
Alan, if I just want to interrupt for 1 second and provide the council just one snippet of background on this program. This is a program that was initiated under Governor Davis and with the direct help of then the Judicial Appointment Secretary, Bert Pines, when the governor raised a couple of ideas and issues that he was interested in and that the judiciary was interested in. And with Judge Pines' help at the time, we, and the work of our staff, there were a couple of proposals that were put together in a very brief period of time. One was the complex litigation courts, and the second one was alternative dispute resolution programs. The governor felt that both of those programs would help the courts be more efficient and create savings, not producing new money, but that it would, if done well, that it would reduce in the out years the need for growth in judges and the number of judges, and most importantly, that it would hopefully contribute to the quality of the administration of justice in the state. And I think both of these pilot programs that were intended, if they proved out, to become part of the core activities of the branch. But, of course, on the road to that destination, we had the energy crisis and the dot-com collapse and a whole variety of other things that nobody could have predicted. And so it never has been incorporated as part of the base budget. But the council agreed after receiving the initial reports on the impact of these programs that it ought to be continued to be funded out of the modernization fund. So both programs continue to be funded in that area. Next year we've got challenges that you'll hear about later when the budget is ultimately addressed for the state. But meanwhile, they have both been funded out of that program. In the case of the ADR program, the decision was made to fund it on a calendar year basis. So this is an issue for the current fiscal year budget. It is the only area of the trial court's budget where we're stepping in to the middle of a current year program to make a decision about funding. So I have as support the distribution of the funds. I think it's certainly appropriate to look at it and discuss it, but courts have operated under the assumption that there was a distribution of funds, and I think we should consider that as we move forward on this. You're going to have difficult decisions when you deal with next year's budget because you're going to have to make reductions in those areas. And we've had court leaders and court executives, judges and court executives looking at those issues for next year. But this is a current year issue the way it is put together when the council made the decision to shift the calendar year funding for, quote, stability purposes for the courts on that. So, Alan, if you'll take
Excuse me. I think it's inappropriate for you to say you support it before we hear from the speakers. And I oppose it. And I was going to hold my remarks until the speakers had finished. And for you to preface their remarks by saying you support it, I'd like to be heard at some time, too. But I was going to wait till after the speaker spoke. So I take umbrage with the fact that you, before the speakers begin, already state your position.
Thank you, Judge Wesley. My intent was to try to give the background and where I've stood on this because I was part of the sending it forward to the executive committee.
Did you want to address the council now?
Courtesy, I let the speakers speak first, Chief. Thank you very much.
I understand. Thank you. Then we'll start then.
Thank you, Chief Justice, and good morning, members of the council, directors. staff is recommending, as the report indicates, that approximately $300,000 of the fiscal year 2010-2011 Judicial Administration and Efficiency Modernization Fund be allocated or be approved for use for two purposes. The first is to sustain 10 trial court civil mediation and settlement programs through the end of the fiscal year. And the second is to use a small portion, approximately $25,000, to produce a video to support trial court mediation programs for civil harassment cases. Staff recognizes that the council and branch leaders are facing very difficult decisions in addressing the budget shortfalls, and that the council and others are working very hard to try and figure out how to address the anticipated reductions in the 2011-2012 budget. Staff has been working with a subcommittee of the trial court budget working group to discuss the potential for funding of this program in fiscal year 2011-12, the upcoming year from the 11-12 budget. But to underscore what Justice Huffman said earlier, this request here in this agenda item concerns fiscal year 2010-2011 funds that the Judicial Council has already allocated to support the trial court ADR programs. And it's staff's view and recommendation that doing as suggested, sustaining these court programs through the end of the calendar year and also to a lesser extent producing the civil harassment mediation video is very important in terms of carrying out Judicial Council objectives that have been set forth in the standards of judicial administration and in the strategic and operational plans for the branch. This program really goes back to a legislatively mandated early mediation pilot program that the Judicial Council conducted in five trial courts from 2000 to 2004. And that study, which, by the way, won some national awards from the Center for Public Dispute Resolution, found that the mediation programs reduced judicial workloads, reduced the time, the numbers of hearings, the number of cases going to trial, and reduced litigant costs, all while increasing public satisfaction with the courts. Based on that study and other positive reports on mediation and settlement programs, the Judicial Council took a number of actions, including adopting a standard of judicial administration, encouraging all trial courts to implement mediation programs for civil cases as part of their core operations. The Council directed staff to work with the courts to help them to plan programs and to obtain the resources that are necessary to establish and maintain those programs. The 2006 to 2012 strategic plan approved by the Judicial Council includes a policy of supporting and expanding the use of successful dispute resolution programs. And on a number of occasions, I've stood before the Council and recommended the adoption of resolutions recognizing Mediation Week. And the Council has strongly supported Mediation Week and that use of that occasion as an opportunity to commend the courts that have established mediation programs and the staff and community partners who work with them in making those programs successful. Most pertinently, in the current context, the Judicial Council has allocated $1.74 million on an ongoing annual basis to support mediation and settlement and other ADR programs for civil cases. And it's this funding, or it's a small remainder of this funding from fiscal year 2010-2011 that is the subject of the two recommendations today. So turning first to the recommendation regarding the Civil Mediation and Settlement Program Award Extension Funding, the awards, first of all, or the recommendations are set forth in the last four pages of the report, which indicates a general description of the programs, 10 programs that are currently funded by the 1011 Mod Fund, indicates the amount of current funding, the amount of funding courts have requested to extend those programs until December 31st, and indicates the staff recommendation concerning those. The reason that staff is recommending, really two reasons staff is recommending extension of the programs, the existing programs, to fiscal year, till the end of the calendar year with the fiscal year 10-11 funding. The first is the uncertainty of the fiscal year 11-12 budget. Ordinarily, in the past spring, staff would have solicited applications from courts for funding from the 11-12 Modernization Fund and brought recommendations to the Executive and Planning Committee to approve those funds beginning for use beginning July 1st of this year. This year, instead of pursuing that avenue, staff recommended inviting courts to apply to use a small amount of the remaining 10-11 Modernization Fund that the Council had reserved for statewide ADR projects to allow courts to extend their 10-11 projects until the end of the calendar year. Again, that was partly to address the uncertainty about funding in fiscal year 11-12. The other reason was to try and move the funding of these programs from a fiscal year basis to a calendar year basis. Through the seven-year history of the program, one of the challenges has always been the delay in the adoption, enactment of the state budget, followed by the delay in the council's allocation of the modernization fund for specific projects, followed by the delay in soliciting court applications and obtaining approval of those applications, has taken us almost to the last month, in some instances to the last month of the fiscal year of the funding before the courts have had the opportunity to even find out whether the funding will be made available. So the funding has historically been used in the year after it was appropriated rather than in the year in which it was appropriated. So what we're trying to do here in part is to fund, to get 6 months so that we know whether the budget is available, whether funds have been made available for the ADR programs, and so the courts can be prepared to hit the ground running on the first of the calendar year. And so that's the second reason for the recommendation to go to December 31st. Some of the programs, some of the 10 programs that are listed on the table are virtually hanging on a thread right now. They have funding that was intended to go through June 30th. Some of the courts will likely fully utilize that funding and need to stop their successful ADR programs next week or very soon thereafter if the funding is not approved. And, again, staff urges that it's important to sustain those programs if possible, to continue to receive the valuable benefits that they're producing. The civil harassment mediation video that's proposed at a cost of about $25,000 is not as urgent as the recommended use of the funds to sustain the court mediation programs. But staff does think it is important to produce that video at this time, if at all possible. This proposed project is an outgrowth of two previous collaborations between court staff. Several years ago, four courts were awarded funding from the grants project to develop videos to help self-represented litigants participate in court mediation and settlement programs for small claims cases and for unlawful detainer cases. Those videos were recently completed. They're on the judicial branch and some court websites, have been viewed as many as 5,000 times in just the short period of time that they've been up there, which is less than a year. The videos that were produced for small claims and unlawful detainer cases present a model that can be used for other types of cases, and that it's proposed be used for the civil harassment case types. The Judicial Council also approved civil mediation and settlement program awards to help a number of courts develop mediation programs for civil harassment cases. And those programs have recently been launched. They're producing remarkable results in resolving a type of case that is increasing on the court's calendars and that is complicated to resolve. And the proposal is to leverage the time and money that has been spent on the prior videos and on developing the civil harassment mediation programs by spending the roughly $25,000 to develop the civil harassment mediation video to help and encourage self-represented litigants to participate in those mediation programs. And I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Alan. Any questions?
I have a question.
Justice Huffman and Justice Hull.
Okay.
Judge Hines.
I just want some clarification. This is, I understand, to be 2010-11 money from the Modernization Fund. I know if the council disagrees with these recommendations and does not approve it, what happens to that money?
I can answer that generally, and I can also defer to Mr. Simpson, but in the basic terms as set forth, I think, on page 10 of the report to the council, these funds need to be encumbered by the end of the fiscal year, so by June 30th. Until June 30th, the Judicial Council or the administrative director under authority that's been delegated by the council could reallocate the money for other projects that are suitable for funding under the Modernization Fund. The funds would need to be encumbered, though, by the 30th, and that generally means having a contract in place, as I understand it.
That's correct. These funds would revert back to the mod fund if they are not utilized. This would not increase our appropriation for 11-12, so these funds likely would not be able to be utilized in 11-12 if we did not utilize them now, but they would remain in the modernization fund.
The key word is revert.
Yeah.
Revert back to the...
But they're still within the funds of the Judicial Council. They don't go back to the general fund.
Right. That's correct.
So they're still available for other purposes.
They are still available, but they are limited by our appropriation authority. So to the extent that we're allowed to expend those funds, okay, that would be the only limitation.
Well, I understand, but this is not a situation where it reverts back to the general fund. It occurs in other funds, so right. but they're still there.
But in order to spend it, the legislature would have to approve increasing our appropriation limit on that. So short of the legislature giving us appropriation authority, you wouldn't have it to spend.
Justice Hull, then Judge Wesley.
Okay.
Thank you, Chief. The question that I have, Mr. Weiner, really doesn't go as much to the merits of this particular proposal as it does perhaps in anticipating the difficult decisions we may have that Mr. Vickery referred to next year. But in going through these proposals, I noticed, and also I want to say I don't want to sound like I'm picking on any particular program or that I'm suggesting any inappropriate meddling in local ADR programs, but there is, for instance, one which is a collaborative program that lists a project that includes compensating an ADR coordinator, an ADR administrative assistant, an on-site mediation supervisor and trainer, an on-site mediation assistant, a trainer consultant, and, of course, mediators. One of the other counties mentions the project including compensating a court ADR program coordinator and training neutrals, case managers, and code enforcement partners. And finally, one of the larger counties includes contracting with a nonprofit or governmental organization, screening cases in which mediation may be most effective, developing an educational video, and purchasing equipment to display the video. And my question is, and again, anticipating perhaps next year, is there any audit, oversight, review of the manner in which these programs are being run, if you will, to see if the money that is allocated to them is being used efficiently?
Yes, Justice Hall. Let me first step back and clarify one thing about the descriptions that are of the programs that are in the tables. Those are the descriptions of the programs that were, as they were approved and submitted and approved last April. So they were really looking prospectively at that point in time what the court was intending to do from July 1, 2010 through June 30th of 2011. And some of those items have been completed, such as the videos that were going to be developed have been developed. And so the recommendations now pertain only to sort of the ongoing expenses, not to new developments. In terms of oversight, the applications are reviewed by an AOC staff committee comprised of usually two attorneys from the Office of General Counsel and usually a court services analyst from the Executive Office Programs Division. The applications, when they are initially submitted, are reviewed through a number of different lenses and scored on a variety of scales, including the need that's demonstrated by the court for the program, likelihood that the program is going to succeed in achieving specifically articulated goals and objectives, the appropriateness of the funding amounts. After that initial screening of the application takes place, the staff committee contacts the courts to clarify any questions about the application and to resolve any concerns that the committee has about whether the funding would be appropriately utilized, whether there are issues with the program design that may be inconsistent with council policies or best ADR program practices. And frequently, as a result of those communications, the courts will revise their applications. The next step is that recommendations are developed by the Office of the General Counsel, which reviews these programs. They go through the OGC management level and then have gone to the Judicial Council's Executive and Planning Committee for approval. So that's all up to the approval stage. As the projects are ongoing, the courts submit interim reports. First of all, they develop a project plan that itemizes exactly how they're going to proceed with the project. It sets forth timelines and milestones and has a specific budget, what's going to be spent on what. The courts then periodically provide interim reports indicating the progress on the project, any challenges that have been encountered, any suggested variations in the project plan. And as those reports are reviewed, disbursements are made as appropriate, adjustments to the project plans are also made as appropriate. And then the court submits a final project report.
Very well. Thank you very much. Thank you, Chief.
Thank you. Judge Wesley? Oh, and then after Judge Wesley, Judge Pine.
The trial court budget group took up the ADR programs in their discussions. Were you present for those discussions?
I was not, Judge Wesley.
All right. Thank you.
Just so I understand, we're dealing with money for the next fiscal year starting with July 1st. We're basically using some of this year's money to commit to services for next year for one program in the courts. Is that correct? That's what's happening here.
So the courts are currently receiving fiscal year 10-11 money, and this proposal would extend that funding or increase that funding to extend halfway into the next fiscal year. If I can,
the courts operate many different programs. I mean, altogether, our budget's over $3 billion. I don't see in the alternatives here other uses that this money could be spent for. Of all of the programs, why you've decided if this is what we have in the pot, we're going to allocate it for these programs out of all the other programs the court has, some of which I think have a higher priority. I mean, I should mention, as part of my duties, I regularly have a civil harassment calendar where we use mediators and I deal with civil harassment cases. And I really appreciate the value of mediators, and I can see some value to this film. But to pick out this program out of all of the programs the courts have, including keeping the courthouse doors open, makes me question whether this is the thing we should, the one program we should fund for next year out of all the money we have, and why in the alternatives we don't have other possible uses of this money. If we have to encumber it now, why these programs rather than anything else that might benefit from the money?
The reason that these programs are being suggested for funding with these particular funds is because the Judicial Council has previously allocated these funds for the ADR program, and that the Council has also approved these particular ADR programs, these specific programs in these courts. To address the issue, a little bit of background in terms of why fund going forward, historically, when these programs were funded in arrears, if you will, beginning in the last month of the fiscal year. The funding carried on for a period of 18 to 30 months. So when there was a change made with the 2010-11 projects, we tried to shift to a one-year term of the funding. So we actually reduced the duration of the project, but this is really the first time that it's ever been funded on a 12-month or one-year basis. And because of the extraordinary delay in the budget last year, which wasn't adopted until October, a number of courts didn't even have the opportunity to use the program for the full 12 months. I would also like to go back, if I can, and respond to further to Judge Wesley's question. While I wasn't personally at the budget working group subcommittee, my managing attorneys and the general counsel were there, and we're certainly aware of the budget working group subcommittee's recommendations with regard to the alternative dispute resolution program funding for 2011-2012. And
what was that?
Yeah.
I was informed by some, I didn't mean to interrupt, but I was informed. I got an email from somebody on the budget working group saying that this is not what they approved. And I've just talked to Ms. Turner, who was there, and I'm getting conflicting stories. Do you know what happened? Because I was told that, I talked to Mary before we had the meeting, so maybe we could get some explanation.
Hopefully I can clarify this. The issue before the subcommittee of the Trial Court Budget Working Group with regard to the use of the MOD fund was for next fiscal year. And my understanding of the recommendation of that subcommittee with regard to the ADR program funding is not to fund any more implementation grants from the trial courts, but instead to recommend that only planning grants at a much lesser dollar amount be approved for next fiscal year. What we're talking about now is the money that the council already approved, essentially, as part of its annual $1.74 million dedicated to ADR. So it's this year, part of that $1.7 million, which remains available for this year. That's what the recommendation is about.
The subgroup of the budget working group was talking about next year.
That's correct.
They didn't make a recommendation on the money you're asking the council to approve today.
That's correct. The issue of what to do with current year money never came before that subcommittee because they're focused on next fiscal year. Okay. This is this fiscal year money that's already allocated by the council for this purpose, which I think goes to, I can't remember if it was Judge Pines or whoever had asked about why this program and none other.
But this is funding until December of this year. So it goes into the next fiscal
right.
year.
No, correct. The use will go into next fiscal year, but the money is this year money that will otherwise not be available absent legislative action. So, you know, that's why we're focusing on this program, because we're talking about money that is dedicated for this program, but not yet specifically allocated.
So Kim Turner had something to say, then Miriam, and Justice Hall, Justice Miller.
Right, so I just want to say that as a member of that trial court budget working group subcommittee that is looking at funding for next fiscal year for the 11-12 year, I think what Mary has told us is accurate. that in fact we are planning to come to the council and make some recommendations that would not fund implementation grants going forward, yet would still fund some planning grants for courts who are trying to break into the business of doing these ADR programs.
What does that mean, planning? When you say planning grants, what do you mean by that?
They're small startup grants to actually go through the process of potentially training folks to do the ADR programs, to do whatever outreach to attorneys and others who would participate in those programs. These are small dollar amounts, like $7,500 per planning grant. Am I right about that?
That's correct.
So it's a little bit of seed money, if you want to call it that, to try to get courts, to encourage courts to get into the into this practice, because it's proven to be a cost-effective and I think widely respected way to resolve cases at the lowest possible level. So for those courts that have not yet started and launched and implemented an ADR program, it would be grants available to those courts who are still, you know, waiting to get into this kind of a program.
And can I just ask you again, since you were at that committee and I wasn't, yes, was it assumed that there'd even be money to do the planning grants? I mean, was there the potential that there wouldn't even be this little fund of money?
So the charge that the Trial Court Budget Working Group Subcommittee had was to get together and discuss the $20 million reduction in the MOD fund that the legislature has, in fact, already directed the courts, the AOC, to take. And so, as you may recall, there's $38 million in the MOD fund. $20 million of that will disappear next year. And so what we did was to go through each and every program that's funded from the MOD fund. We had presentations from each and every director, the education folks, Mary came, technology people, to talk about the programs that are presently funded out of that MOD fund. And our charge was to try to go through the exercise of learning about these programs and make really painful and difficult decisions about where the reductions would occur. So in the area of ADR, $1.74 million, I think, Mary,
that's
is
correct,
what is typically funded from that program. We looked at that very, very hard and determined that it was probably not possible in a budget year like the one we're going to be facing to fund implementation or ongoing implementation of these programs that are already, you know, already out of the chute. So the idea was to try to keep the concept, keep the enthusiasm alive by funding those pilot programs that are just trying to now get their sea legs under them, but to say to those courts that already have existing programs, you will have to figure out how to fund these on your own going forward. So the recommendation would be for a very, very much reduced amount of money going to the ADR program out of the MOD fund next year. I don't recall how many dollars that was. Mary, do you know off the top of your head?
It was a maximum of $7,500 for planning grants per court.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. And our sense is that given that there would not be money to implement any plans, we would not expect that many courts would be interested in $7,500 to plan for something for which there would be no more funding.
Right.
So we think if that were the approach, probably no money would be spent for ADR out of the MOD
possible
fund.
It is possible, yeah.
But one further comment about...
So that's the answer to my question, then, is that
okay,
more than likely, if the budget here is as we think it may be, there'll be no money going out of that fund for planning or...
That is likely. That is likely, but we wanted to leave that door ajar for those courts that may, in fact, have already gone through some beginning planning exercises with their local bars or whoever it may be, that if they were planning to apply for that money, we wanted to not, shut down that opportunity altogether. So for a very nominal $7,500, if a court wanted to apply for that money and use it for that express purpose, that would still be available. But as Mary says, we really anticipate that there will be few and maybe no requests for funding in this regard next year. I did want to go on further to say that from reading the report about this year's money, it appears that there was $1,000 that was set aside for unspecified statewide programs, and it appears that what we're allocating now or being asked to allocate is $375,000 that was not spent out of that holdover of money. So And I want to just go back to Ron one more time and have you just clarify again. If we do not, this is June 23rd, I believe. Am I right about that? Fiscal year ends next week.
24th.
Thank you. Okay. shorter than I thought. If we do not spend or encumber this money by June 30th, we lose the opportunity to spend it. Is that right, Ron? The money, but we lose the opportunity, absent legislative authority, to spend
it. It's regardless of how much money is in the bank, the legislature authorizes us to only spend a certain amount. So while it wouldn't revert to the general fund, it would not be available to spend unless they raised our appropriation limit, which in this environment they have not been willing to do in almost any of our programs, mm-hmm. even if there's money in the account. So it would essentially limit your ability to have it. You could have it in the bank, but you couldn't spend it.
Okay, and one final comment, just as a trial court administrator.
Is that not clear, Mary?
It's not use or lose it. It doesn't revert to the general fund. We have it. It stays in the mod fund. But why wouldn't it? The mod fund's going to be cut by almost 50%. So wouldn't this be money that could be used in other mod fund purposes? Or are you saying we would actually need legislative authority to be able to spend it on mod fund
There's
activity?
There's a cap. So just as in our facilities fund, for instance, where there is cash, there is a cap placed on what we can appropriate, what we can spend.
Okay.
And so we have gone and said we would like to raise that cap so that we can do more facility mods and improve facility maintenance, and the legislature said no. So this is the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of how much money is in your bank, you can't spend it above what you're told you're able to do.
Mm-hmm.
So wait, let me try to... Miriam, are you finished with yours?
Well, no, I had a different question and thought, but I think it'd be better to get this issue resolved.
Yeah. So I think the order now is.
Yeah, so why wouldn't the legislature say to us when we say if we would, we're not going to spend this money? You made a very wise decision. You didn't spend it for a program that you're probably not going to be able to do next year anyway. And you reserve that money, and we really appreciate that. And now we're going to authorize you to use it for some other purpose, like San Francisco or King or some other court that's in dire straits. They're going to take the money and say, oh, you didn't spend it on that purpose, so you made a bad decision. It seems they'd see the opposite.
You would think.
That's a. I know that Justice Huffman wanted to comment. Someone over here. And then Alan Carlson.
Well, let me just offer my thought on this. That it is, of course, 2010-11 money. The Judicial Council has already allocated this money for this purpose. It is not requesting you to allocate new money. What really the root of this is allowing them to continue to use it into December, because they were trying to get the program into a calendar year basis rather than a fiscal year basis. The requests are not the brainchild of the AOC. These are requests from courts. The courts have these programs up and running, and at least for the rest of the year would benefit from helping reduce their caseloads through this amount. We're talking $282,000. Its impact on the rest of the courts, if you're going to throw it in the pot and take care of some really big things and prevent court closures, respectfully, you're going to prevent closing of one door in one building for a couple of hours. I simply suggest to you that the courts have staffed. They're relying on this for their programs for the balance of the year. If you send that money back to the mod fund, yes, you would think that you could make the rational argument to a legislative body, well, gee whiz, we didn't spend this money for this, because why don't we spend it for that? And the answer is, that's not a logical process. They put caps on, and if there's money available, who knows what they will do with it. But for us to simply terminate these courts' programs right now, bang, you're done next week, get out of here, because maybe, perhaps, there might be a possibility someday in the future that we might be able to use this money for something else. I think the council made a prudent judgment that these were important programs, answered court requests. The amount of money is minuscule in the issues before us, and I think it's the wrong thing to do to just tell these courts to take a hike, because maybe someday we'll find some opportunity, perhaps, to spend this whopping $282,634. That's my thought.
Alan?
My concern is with the value of the program. If it's as valuable as we say it is, they're not going to take a hike. They're going to find a way to fund the program because it's worth it to them. And to me, that if we tell them we're not going to give them this money as of next week, and they say, fine, then we're going to kill the program, that validates the decision not to give them the money, in my opinion. Because if it wasn't that worthwhile, if they would fund it themselves, then why are we funding it? And I think we've reached a point where we really have to say, does this program really work? Is it worth spending the money?
Thank you.
And to me, this is a classic example. If this is really all that valuable, and I think it is, our court pays for it without the grant, then let the courts make that decision. That's what they're supposed to be doing.
Thank you. Judge Wesley.
Thank you. You know, in contemplating the drastic cut of $20 million from the Trial Court Modernization Fund, the Trial Court Budget Working Group met to undertake the difficult task that this council is going to be asked to make in the near future of determining what we're going to do if we're hit with another $150 million cut. What programs are going to go forward, what programs are not, what courts are going to go forward, and what courts are not going to go forward. And when the Trial Court Budget Working Group took this up, they were trying to determine which programs to give priority to out of all the valuable programs that we do. Nobody's saying that this ADR program is not a good program or not a worthwhile program. That is not what this discussion really is about. Because the Trial Court Budget Working Group recognize that it's a good program, but they also recognize that there are other programs and things that they have to do that would take priority. When they made the determination that they're probably not going to fund ADR because they have other priorities, one of which is CJR, which was being cut 52% or 51%. You would know better than I. And they thought it was absolutely essential that judges get education. They had lengthy discussions, and they heard, I think, from Mary, I think you were there. I know you were
at the subcommittee.
Yes, at the
certainly.
Subcommittee meeting. I'm aware that this $390,000 can be carried over. In fact, in December 14th of 2010, at our business meeting, after lengthy discussions and recommendations from staff, the recommendation was to roll over $72,000 in mod funds to this year, this fiscal year, and we did. We rolled over $72,000 in mod funds. All that's happening here is that instead of spending $390,000 that may be used for another purpose, and I'm still not clear about this legislative requirement, because I know as I read this, that the mod fund expenditures can be approved by you, Bill Vickery, I think, and the council.
Yeah.
As I read this, if I'm not incorrect.
I don't think you're incorrect, Judge, but it's just not complete. And by the way, I don't disagree with any of the comments. And, Alan, I think on your comment about people could continue it, and I think when you get together to deal with next year's budget, you could provide that answer to a lot of things. I mean, not to Judge Wesley to prejudge my view on something again, but for instance, you're going to wrestle with complex litigation, something that I think has been an amazing success and something that we ought to protect as a core part of the operations. And so there are going to have to be other adjustments made if that's going to be fully protected next year. And even though courts like it, I don't think they can do it if they don't have the support for it, I suspect. And so it's the same with the ADR issue. So I have authority to allocate money, but we have historically brought the issues to the executive committee and to the council to approve those allocations. What the impediment is the appropriation of the annual appropriation authority. And so we've run into this problem in past years. I think in one year we had the money swept out of the modernization fund. because we hadn't spent it during the or allocated it, encumbered it, and as a result, we didn't have the appropriation authority for several million dollars in that fund. And so that's the problem we have. I can't allocate it without appropriation authority. So if we have $12, this isn't like your budget where you have continuous appropriation authority at the trial court level and can roll over money and then can spend it. This fund has a specific ceiling, and so it, if it grows to, and it's not growing now, there's no Sal, but Sal used to apply to it, and when it would grow, if you didn't have spending authority for $40 million, but only had spending authority for $35 million, then you can't spend $5 million in that fund. The legislature can leave it there, give you authority to spend it later. They can take it if they want and move it to other areas of government. So we're limited on that fund by the spending authority. And then the greatest limitation would be things like the Supreme Court and the Court of Appeal face, where if you don't spend the money, back to Merriam's comment, you don't use it, you lose it immediately in the process. So at least in this case, it stays in the mod fund and you live to fight another day over making a request for increased appropriation authority in the next year in the process. So
that's Judge O'Malley.
Did you finish?
Well, as Judge Wesley had stated, these programs help resolve cases, especially when we have more self-represented litigants in all of our daily calendars. It's really important that we use every resource that we can in our courts to help resolve those cases before they have to come before a judge. We just don't have the time on our calendars to handle all the cases that are before us. So any program that we can assist a court to develop or maintain. These are 10 courts that have asked for our help to be able to finish off their programs or develop programs so they can be self-sustaining until December. And they probably know, and I'm sure, that come next January, they're going to have to figure out what they're going to be able to do to either go back through their list of attorneys, go from a mediator, an assistant, to a trainer, to all-in-one encompassing person, to ask their attorneys who might get some small pay now to do it pro bono. They're going to go through their own changes to be able to keep that program as best they can. And this would allow them time to be able to do that. I fear that if you cut this off right now, those programs will shut down. They'll have to start over from scratch when right now we'd allow at least these 10 courts and these programs to be able to work through the transition of being able to keep a successful program, and it is a successful program. It is very helpful to many calendars that you have, unlawful detainers, civil restraining orders. I mean, heavy, massive calendars with a large portion of those calendars represented by people themselves as opposed to attorneys. And anything that you can do or that we can do, not only to assist these 10 courts, but that video that might be produced for $25,000, I'd love to put that on my website of my court to be able to help. You know, I've got a program. I don't have a video. That would be very nice to be able to play that video so that I can shuffle more people into that program with knowledge of the program, know the procedures of the program, and what the steps that they're going to go through. So, again, it's helpful in the long run. This money, I understand, you know, might be able sometime in the future to be used for something else, but this is a useful program now. It's helpful now. It's needed now, and it will be useful in the future to help these courts sustain these programs.
Judge Wesley, had you finished?
Well, you know, what we're doing is spending $390,000 on programs that are not going to be funded in the next fiscal year, and this money that we've got to stop spending money at some point, and what I'm saying is now is the time to stop spending money. We know now what our budget is. We know that at the best we're going to have $20 million cut from the mod fund. That's the best scenario. That doesn't even include the potential $150 more million dollars that the branch is going to get hit with. And we've got to stop spending money. And this is where we stop. And if programs end, they're going to end because we're going to end a lot of things without the sufficient funding.
Judge
so
Waters.
That's all I have. So thank you, Chief.
Thank you. Judge Waters?
Well, I was actually going to take Judge O'Malley's comments. I thought she was in with the motion. And I agree with her. I also agree with Judge Wesley that these programs may well end. I, I see an opportunity here for those courts to evaluate the value of that service over the next 6 months, to perhaps talk to their bar associations for assistance in maintaining a program that within their court has been successful. So I think the 6 months using this year's money may allow those courts to find a way to keep it running even in these bad budget times. So again, without any desire to close off discussion, I will make a motion that we adopt the recommendation.
I'll second.
So Judge Waters moves, Justice Huffman seconds. Any further discussion?
Just one final comment, Chief. When I read this report and proposal, as a trial court administrator, the thing that struck me was this is transition funding. I mean, it's really, we are signaling to the courts, and soon that signal will be more public when recommendations come back to the full council, that funding for this program, grant funding, and that's what this is, for this program, will not really be available to the courts in the future. But for those courts that have programs that are up and running, this buys them a little bit of transition time to figure out how on their own, if possible, they can keep these programs afloat. I think it's very difficult as a trial court administrator to turn on and turn off programs on a dime. I mean, that's not, these programs have staff associated with them. They have other personnel costs. They have agreements with providers in the community. And so to say, as of close of business 6 days from now, the funding is over, the programs are dead, the windows go dark, I believe that that is the, if we have this money and if this money must be spent or encumbered in this fiscal year, then I think we really, really should strongly consider funding these programs to the tune of whatever it was, $282,000 to keep them afloat.
Justice Miller.
I agree there's a value to these programs. I mean, I was a civil attorney. I sat in a civil department. But I think that when in 6 months there is not going to be any funding available for these funds, for these programs, that we're just sending the wrong message. We're looking at huge, huge other deficits that we're going to have to incur. And I just think that we have to look at each individual program as the budget working group did, and we need to make some very difficult and tough decisions. And when we're talking about courts that can't have computer programs or that are laying off 200 employees, I just think it sends the wrong message to say that we're going to expend money, even though I agree in the pot of $3 billion, it's an insignificant amount. But I think right now for the trial courts, every penny counts. And I think that that's, in essence, what we have to do is to look at it like that.
Miriam and Judge Pines.
Sorry, I actually earlier did have a different question, Alan, for you. As I understand it, I know that there are family law and dependency mediation programs. It didn't appear to me as though these programs are those programs, but I just wanted to know whether that was an accurate assumption or not. And then after that answer, I did have one thought I wanted to throw out.
That is correct. These are for general civil cases, unlimited and limited civil cases, not for family law cases.
Okay.
Unlimited, limited civil and small claims, unlawful detainer and civil harassment.
I just wanted to be sure that as I was thinking through this, I understood those facts. I guess I think this is not an easy issue, but it's probably the first of many very difficult and painful decisions that we're going to be making over the next few months. What we know now is different from what we knew when we originally allocated this money. And I think it was the right decision then to make the allocation we did. I really struggle with now, as phenomenal as these programs are, given all of the other painful cuts that we're making and the individuals who are going to be denied access to our courts by virtue of those cuts. I have a tough time, despite the fact that we're not giving them a bridge and we're flicking the off switch now as opposed to a couple months from now, with going forward with this. Again, given the dire straits that we're facing, what I'm wondering, because part of what influences me more than anything is the fact that the recommendation is going to be to turn the off switch in just a couple of months. And not to be funding implementation. So we're kind of putting more money now into something that we've already heard a recommendation that we're going to be closing down. It's kind of continuing construction on a home that we're going to be stopping in 6 months. That's what's bothering me as well. So I understand the desire to give some bridge transition time. What I'm wondering is if there's a view and a recommendation that we've heard that there would be $7,500 available for planning purposes, whether it makes sense, and I don't know, maybe this is a dumb idea, but I just wanted to throw something out, whether it makes sense to think about making a far more modest allocation that would allow that planning to start happening not 6 months from now, but sooner. So look to put the planning $7,500, a maximum, you know, of $7,500 in place sooner. And I guess I'm kind of, Kim, looking at you because you were there for that discussion. Maybe that just is silly, but I don't know. And if there were planning that could be done, and if some of these courts would step up and want to seize that planning opportunity, I don't want to strip them of that by turning the off switch now.
You know, Miriam, thanks. Thanks for that suggestion. And I really have to defer, I think, to Mary again, because I believe that there are criteria for these planning grants, and I don't know that any courts that are in an implementation mode and receiving implementation money today could then turn around and say, well, now we're applying for a planning grant to figure out how to not need money any longer. Yeah. I don't know what the parameters are there. But I also... the thing that troubles me is that what Ron has told us, what Bill has confirmed, is that even if we don't spend this money, we can't spend it on anything else if it is not, you know, available to us. If it becomes part of a, really just a leftover balance that's sitting in the mod fund until such time as it's either swept or the legislature reallocates it or take some other action. I don't know what all of their options are. But the thing that concerns me is that, you know, it's a difficult choice. I understand the message part of it. But the thing that troubles me is that we may be just squandering this opportunity to get money out for these worthy programs, to give these courts time to figure out how they're going to be able to make them fly on their own. That is my concern. I mean, I understand the concern about giving, you know, building the house and stopping before you put the roof on or whatever your analogy was. But at the end of the day, courts can be very innovative and ingenious. And if they have a little bit of time to get out in front of the crisis, they may be able to get together with their local bar associations and others and figure out a way to sustain, even if at a diminished level, sustain some level of ADR program in the courts.
So let me maybe, sorry, just one last question. So if we want to give them a breather to be creative, do they really need 6 months? Can we give them 2 months? Again, I'm just trying to find a way to, and I understand the issue of the money may get swept and so on. I'm just willing to hope, to trust that sane minds in some fashion are going to prevail and that this money isn't going to disappear. So I have to look at it as real money as opposed, you know, to illusory money.
Just one comment about, you know, if something else could be done with this money that is current year money, it has to be encumbered by June 30th. So when this issue was brought to the Executive and Planning Committee several weeks ago, and the decision was made then to bring it to the Council, staff was directed to get in place all the necessary MOUs in the event the Council would approve the recommendation so that we could get the money encumbered by June 30th. By way of saying, if we try to change the purpose now, I frankly don't think there's enough time to do that. And as referenced in the report, there is the expectation that funding is going to be an issue next year. And to echo what Judge O'Malley said, that's why, you know, this is being looked at as transitional funding, so the courts can use the time to figure out what they're going to do and whether they have the resources to continue the program. And like many other programs that are funded through the Mod Fund, the Complex Litigation Program, by way of example, the money goes directly to the courts and is used by the courts to then hire staff. So that's what we're talking about, money here that is supporting the mediation program director and other ancillary staff. So I hope that provides, you know, a fuller picture of what we're dealing with.
I just wanted to say that, and the throwing the switch was the perfect example. What we're doing, what the Council will do by passing this, will allow the trial courts to throw the switch and make the decision Alan said they need to make. Otherwise, the council is throwing the switch on the trial court. A very uncharacteristic action, and one that generally isn't appreciated by the trial courts.
I just have a different view. Okay. Right now, the trial courts are hanging out there wondering what the budget's going to be next year for all kinds of programs. This is the one program we're really funding in advance of all the other programs, in some sense, because we're allocating money now for the next fiscal year. So I have trouble with that concept, and I had trouble with the fact that we didn't have other alternatives for which this money could be spent if it has to be encumbered this year. Look, as I said earlier, I'm a trial judge in a civil courthouse. We have civil harassment calendars. I appreciate the values of mediators. They do save us time. We have unlawful detainer calendars with lots of pro pers. We're one of the courts for which the money could be directed. And yet I have trouble with this motion because I don't think this is as high a priority as a lot of other programs in our court, including keeping the courthouse doors open. And I think we have to be prudent with the money now. As Mr. Nash said, we're at the point of counting pennies, just not nickels and dimes. This is not an inconsequential amount. I think we should show some prudence here and be conscious of the message we're sending to even the legislature and the public if we're spending money on something that is not a highest priority as other items and on programs that will likely be terminated. I think we should just leave this to the trial courts to deal with, like all the other programs they're going to have to deal with starting July 1 until they have a budget. So that's why I have trouble with the motion.
Edith Mathai.
I have long been a huge supporter of the ADR programs, and I believe in their effectiveness, and I believe that they, in fact, save the courts money. Mm. I also believe in a great number of other programs, and it breaks my heart to see what's going to be done to this branch by what's happening to our budget. And we simply... I don't think there's a person around this room that if we weren't in today's budget problems would not approve these programs happily. They're good programs. Our system is going to lose good programs. I don't think anybody likes that, but it's the reality. And I think that we need I'm very troubled about the idea of approving one program, even though it's, quote, this year's money, when we're going to have to make such horrible choices about what the court is going to be able to do and what the court is not going to be able to do. And to the extent that it does create problems, folks, we're going to have to create a lot of problems that we are not going to like creating at all. And for me, we've kind of come to the tipping point where we can no longer do what we want to do because we're not being funded as we should be funded.
Thank you. We've heard a persuasive discussion argument, passionate argument on both sides. If no further discussion, I'm going to ask Nancy that we probably will do a hand count for the voting member based on our discussion here.
Did we have a second?
Roll call.
No,
any further discussion before I ask for a roll call vote led by anyone? We'll go into roll call vote.
Judge Wesley.
No.
Judge Waters.
Aye.
Judge Soe.
Aye.
Judge Smith.
Aye.
Judge Pines.
No.
Mr. Penrod.
Aye.
Judge O'Malley.
Aye.
Justice Miller.
No.
Mr. Miliband.
Aye.
Ms. Mathai.
No.
Ms. Krinsky.
No.
Judge Hoffman.
No.
Justice Hall.
Yes.
Justice Huffman.
Yes.
Judge Herman?
Yes.
Justice Thatcher?
No.
Judge Baker?
Yes.
Ten ayes, seven noes.
Matter passes. Going to I thank everyone
thank
for
you.
This discussion. This was important for us to have. It was very well done. I appreciate all of the comments. We're going to stand in recess for 15 minutes until 11:30.